Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Welcome to the Tuesday edition for this week of Kale's Corner with my I can't say it enough, man. I love this girl. You hear me? This woman, this young lady, you know what I'm saying? My sister, you know, to talk as much trash and got enough weight to back it up. You know what I'm talking about? None other than Miss T. Hey, T.
What's going on, Kale? My amazing co-host. Hey. What's going on?
Oh, life is good. Life is good. Well, actually, it's with a sad heart that my uncle that I was just down North Carolina for, that I just made the trip for to help him out with a few things. He passed. He passed at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'll tell you, man, it's
what's his name?
It's a different.
What's the name of it?
Willie McLean. Willie McLean, a.k.a. Uncle Duke. My
Uncle Duke.
Duke.
We love you, Uncle Duke.
Yeah. We love you and we miss you, man. You know, the cat who birthed this entrepreneurial spirit in me. Always told us, don't wait for somebody to give to you what you want. Make a way to get it done. So we're going to dedicate today's show to Uncle Duke and, you know, for my cousins and, you know, friends
that are
mourning. Yeah, the whole McLean family are mourning Uncle Duke. Hey, you know, Cousin Kale or Friend Kale or Killer Kale or Bones, however you know me, know today, number love there, man, and as we transition Uncle Duke on his way.
We got one more kid.
Go ahead.
Elgin Baylor died. He was 86 years old, well, years young, and he passed.
Right.
We wanted to give him a quick shout out and prayers go up to the Baylor family and family and friends. We want to, you know, send out some prayers to that family as well.
Well, we're going to have a trivia in a little while in honor of Mr. Baylor. And we want everybody to, you know, chime in. Either text through to the Kale's Corner line on Blog Talk Radio or text me personally or Ms. Treese personally with your answer. It's sort of a tribute, like I said, to Elgin Baylor. And, you know, I never knew all this time he was a hometown guy. He's from here.
Yeah.
I didn't know
yep.
that. I did not yep. know that. So, you know, but, you know, that's one thing I love about sports is it's always something new, always something new. And speaking of always something new, I have a new stance with this Washington Wizards team.
Okay.
All I'm going to say for now is, Debo, I get your point. I get your point. I understand what you were saying, and I see. I see the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel here with this Wizards team and Ms. Therese.
Yeah.
They listening to us on Kale's Corner. Now you were the one that came out with this first. But we're going to talk about what Lopez did that surprised all the hell out of me and made me feel good. Because, like I said, in order for him to do this, somebody been listening to Kale's Corner. And somebody put it in his ear. Man, they talking about your hair, and you need to get that right. So...
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hold on to that. Hold on to that. We're going to put that out there. We're going to talk about the Capitals. We're actually going to talk Caps this episode because the Caps right now are sitting in second place in the NHL East. In the Eastern Division, the Caps are sitting in second place and fighting. I think they're a half a game behind for that first place spot. So this Caps team, you know, we really haven't been saying too much about them, but they chugging right along and positioning themselves for that Stanley Cup finish. We're going to discuss LeBron James' injury and what does it mean. And the fact that, you know, we got some people saying that it was a malicious move that caused this injury. You know, they're going by the timing because it was the second quarter early. You know, we're going to get into all that, but I just couldn't believe it when I heard that people are actually saying the guy was wrong for diving for the ball that caused LeBron's injury. And to me, that just, anyway, yeah. We're going to go into the NFL latest free agency. We're going to talk about Deshaun Watson. And now I think it's up to 11 allegations. Trees of females who said that he has wrongfully approached them, but I'm gonna tell you how I feel, what I think from what I heard thus far. Trees, you know, sometimes it'd be so hard to hold my breath, just to hold my tongue, girl. You know what I mean? I've been wanting to say so much, you know. It'd be hard to hold my tongue, but I'm going to hold my tongue, everybody. And we're going to get through this together. Can we get through this together, folks? Yeah, let's get through this one together because I got a lot to say about...
Can I just say something, 13? 13 instead of 11. I just wanted you to know that. It's up to 13 instead of 11.
It's up to 13, yeah. You playing, yeah.
Nope.
Nope. 13. Wow.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they just coming out the woodwork. There's 13 of them.
we're gonna take a quick break, man. Pause for the calls. I got to get my head together. 13.
Okay, over 13.
Wow. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. Y'all tell them what we're doing over here on this corner. We'll be right back.
I'm
We gonna get into that some more. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Good gracious.
Right.
I'm going to start out with the Wizards. Okay. You all know, people who are familiar with the show, who've listened to the show, know that I'm hard on this Wizards team. And it's because for so many years, all I've wanted is a winning team. All I've wanted was a team that showed fight, showed some heart, you know, represented the city that I live in and love properly. When it seems as if all we were getting was quitters, when it seems as if all we was getting were guys who weren't willing to give 100%. And Debo and I were talking, and I was like, you know, we were talking about the trade, John Wall versus Bradley Beal style. And I was saying, I wish that Beal was the one that was traded, because I saw what I feel is missing from this team right now, Treece. What I feel is not there is what John Wall brought. Do you remember the game when John Wall hit the game-winning shot and he jumped up on the stanchion and was like hyping the crowd and yelling? And, you know, I've only seen few athletes do that. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, where they just, their energy is just, it's almost as if you can see it go out into the crowd, and the people are in full throttle participating in the victory. You know, I guess what I'm saying is John Wall, his excitement made it was welcoming to the fans. He made us feel as if we were a part of it. And I'm at home watching this. So I can just imagine, I can only imagine what the people in the arena was experiencing. And, you know, I thought hard on this. And it's part of my dedication and loyalty to the Washington football team that has me feeling this way. Reason being, I was a part of those championships, 91, 87. You know, I was a part of 82, you know. And that excitement, that going down in history feeling, you know, when you win a championship, you know, this town has been searching for it since Washington. We've been searching for it since the Nationals. They gave it to us. The Caps have given it to us. D.C. United, yeah, they're champions, but, I mean, let's keep it real. The city is not attached to soccer. Most people in the city aren't attached to soccer like they are basketball or baseball or football, right? So so to get a piece of that euphoric feeling, it makes it all worthwhile. And I said on several occasions, John Wall brought that to the table. From his dancing, doing the little Dougie, you know, funny, you know, it cracked me up because my son, after he saw it, I mean, he did nothing but the Dougie all the way. You tell that Bama go get you some ice out the freezer. He going Dougie all the way there, Dougie all the way back. You know what I'm saying? But that was the excitement that John Wall put on him, as well as other kids. Now, Treece, you have a part in this as well, because I went back and looked up the different things that Bradley Beal has done, and you were correct. Bradley Beal has done a lot of things for the kids in this area, for people in this area, period. He has done a lot, you know what I'm saying? Again, it wasn't advertised as much, and I had to go back and look it up, but he's done a great deal of service to this area, you know, unbeknownst to me, and I'm sure other people. But it's only a Google away. It's only a Google away. You'll be able to see everything that he's done. But Bebo, you were right. John Wall was the one to trade. And I'm going to stand behind you and you too, Tree. I'm going to stand behind both of you guys now with that, because if John Wall would have stayed here, I don't think we would have gotten Westbrook. I don't think Westbrook would have come here, because John Wall and Westbrook are kind of two top dog male egos. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And alpha they males would have clashed. The alpha males. Thank you. Thank you, Trey. That's why you're my co-host, man. I've been telling y'all, young. But anyway, that alpha male ego is what the two of them share alike. And you think that Bradley Beal and John Wall clashed? Man, John Wall and Westbrook, they may have been, and this is only speculation on my part, but I can see them Bama's fighting on court, seriously, because John Wall is a no, you're not going to tell me type of guy. And Westbrook is a, man, you get out, man, slam, back about my face with that type of guy. So when you mix two personalities like that, you know, you pretty much asking for them to clash. You pretty much asking for them to work hard and outshine one another. So, and yes, I'm still not over the fact that the Wizards are losing. That irks me as well. I'm still not over the fact that they're losing. But I do see more defense being played. And a lot of that I'm believing has to do with the fact that Westbrook is now healing up. He's not dealing with the same injuries as he was before. So, you know, this team, you know, tonight is going to be a different battle, because they're going against the Knicks, who are a team that my co-host has repeatedly said, one of the only teams that are playing defense right now. So to face the Knicks tonight at 7:30 in the Mecca, this Wizards team, they're going to have to match the defensive intensity. They're going to have to be and I'm just, follow me with this. They're going to have to be ball hawks and team players at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Ball hawks on defense. Wherever that ball is, you're right there. You don't give that man an inch. And team players on the offensive side, You guys are going to have to share the ball, make that extra pass, give an open shot instead of a contested one. You understand what I'm saying, Tree?
I do. But you said, okay, so let's go back. You said John Wall was the person, he jumping on tables, and he, you know, he giving up that type of energy.
He brought that energy.
But we talking about him and Westbrook, or we talking about him and Beal. So
him and
Beal. Okay, right. So him and Beal.
Out of those two, I was saying at first that Beal should have been traded.
Should've go, right.
Not John Wall. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So my thing was, Beal bring a different kind of energy. Like, he bring the calmness. Mm-hmm. Like, he bring, he get up in your face with it. Like, man, what are you doing? Like, pumping your chest. He do the stuff. See, that's why him and Westbrook is not really a problem, because they are the same type of person. I don't like Beal with the ball in his hand, because he turns the ball over, like with the dribbling, boo, 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 doing all that. He turns the ball over, trying to do too much. So Westbrook comes in, you throw the ball to Westbrook, and he'll handle the rest. He's like, he'll be the distributor. So that's when I think that's, you know, he bring more energy that way. I think he not gonna jump on the table, but he gonna run and he gonna scream, he gonna yell, he gonna pump his fist, he gonna do all that. But I don't got him jumping on the table yet. Now, he may jump on the table or two, I don't know yet. But we got to get him to that point to see if he might do that.
Right.
But you know, I don't know. But and another thing, like I was trying to tell you that Bradley Beal does a lot for the community, and I was trying to explain everything that Bradley Beal was. In 2018-19 season, he was the community, what do they call it? The community care assist award.
He won that award.
He won that award for giving back so much to his community. So he does a lot on and off of the field for DMV. For the DMV area.
Well, hey, like I say, I'm not going to argue with you at all. When I looked up some of his past, endowments, and I was just like, wow, I didn't even know he did that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All the way from showing up at schools, and not just the schools out Ashburn, Virginia, and schools way out Maryland, you know, the good parts. He went to some of these hood schools. You know what I mean? He went to some of the ones where the kids won't ask him for his lunch money. You know what I'm talking about? I give that man all props. I give him all props. Mm-hmm. Let's bring in Lou, because we played these New Jersey Nets. Come on, Lou.
It could be worse. You know, you could be for the Houston Rockets. Now, you want to talk about awful? That's as awful as it can get. Losing 20 in a row. You should be thankful you're not at that level. Woof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is true. But they got a lot of hurt people too. And then a lot of their people, you know, was traded out, or, you know, they kind of young. I think Wall and one or two other players are veterans. And
Houston is the designated MASH unit this season.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're the designated MASH unit, and which is why.
That's my joke.
Should you say, Lou?
That's not a team, it's a MASH unit.
Right. You know, which is why Harden wanted out of there. And a lot of people, you know, fought Harden and saying, you know, he was wrong about that, but he knew what he was doing. It's just a MASH unit, man. You know, Everybody there in Houston are either recovering from something or they just weren't playing good with the squad that they were with. You know what I mean? So it was just a overall whole match unit in total.
But
so,
I can say that about my team. I can say that about my team. My team, the whole team hurt. Otto, Valentine, Thad just came back. Marketing just came
back.
But
your people,
Zane just came
but
back.
But your people got hurt during the season. Houston came into the season.
My players was hurt coming into the season too, as well. Marketing hasn't played no games. This is his first time playing in the last week or two. This is his first game playing all year.
Your men are not returning from serious injury. John Wall is returning from a serious injury.
Zach LaVine, him and Zach LaVine been back on the same amount of time. They was out the same amount of time.
Okay, to be the walking wounded,
Houston is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Houston is playing up to their talent right now. Talent because, I mean, we downing them and dogging them, but they're hurt. You know what I mean? Like, their real good players are hurt. John Wall, he's just coming off being hurt. So he's the freshest one that they have. The healthiest person that they have coming off an injury is John Wall.
Right.
So they really trying to, you know, they trying to get it together. And some of the injuries were this year. Some of them were coming in, like you guys said. But, you know, who ain't dealing with injuries? It's the next man up.
Yeah. I mean, that Nets team, you know, they're playing without
one of their defense.
No defense whatsoever. And you know what?
Yeah,
it's funny. It's funny that the net. It's funny that my opinion about the Twins team would change after playing the only team in the league whose defense is worse than what the Wizards put up. The Nets, I'm telling you, I mean, even with playing against the Wizards, the Wizards. Yeah, you know, and the Wizards shouldn't be keeping up with the Nets at all. They should.
Y'all always beat them. Y'all always beat them. Even when Durant was healthy, y'all beat them. This is the only game that y'all played. And look back at y'all's schedule. This is the only game that they won against y'all. This is like the third game y'all played them. This is the first time they've beaten y'all. And guess what?
Yeah.
Durant wasn't in the game and Kyrie wasn't in the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Kyrie's out for a few weeks now. Y'all let Harden and the rest of the team beat y'all.
What are you getting at, Trees? What are you trying to say here?
People can win too. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can win.
Yeah, they all pros, boo. They all pros. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to say. But when we were talking about Houston, y'all was like, they hurt. And, you know, they the walking wounded. No, they're professional men. And if five of y'all can get out there and there's three sitting on the bench that's dressed, game on.
We're going to take a quick break. 563-999-3782. And when we come back, I'm going to have to talk about, what's that boy's name again? Lopez. And what he did that I know he has been listening to Kale Corner. We'll be right back, man. Here we were, screaming and hollering, Miss Teresa and I, screaming and hollering, so upset, mad at the fact, aggravated every time that we saw it happen, disgusted with the choice to wear this hairstyle for Mr., what is it, Brooke Lopez?
Yep.
And Lopez, the other night, y'all, he did what Teresa's been screaming for him to do. And I don't know how long that. That Bama wore a headband. He had a headband on, y'all. And the funny part about it, this is how I noticed it. I'm watching the game, and I see him out there with the headband on, and I'm so used to this guy. I'm so used to him brushing his hair back or pulling his hair back behind his ears. And I didn't see it to the point, and I was like, I didn't even recognize him. I was like, who is this? Who is this guy? And then when they showed him up close, I said, that's Lopez. Oh, my God. He got it on a headband. I could not believe. I could not believe that this man had on a headband. Mm-hmm. And it's funny how it's funny how something as meaningless as a headband carries so much weight with your performance. Lopez actually had a good game versus the Nets the other night. He actually had a good game. I'm talking about scoring, double digits. I'm talking about rebounds. I'm talking about defending the rim. I mean, Lopez was in that game the other night. And I was like, wow. Wow. So, Treece, hey, let me be the first to say Treece needs to be an advice giver to the ball players or something, you know what I mean? Because she was the one that screamed emphatically that Lopez needs to cover up his or put a headband on, and he did it, and his game was one of the best games that he's played thus far this season, to be honest.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And I had to call Treece. I was like, Treece. Yeah. And I know Treece is like, Treece answered her phone like, what is wrong with Kale? And I was like, Lopez got a headband on. She's like, what? I could not believe it. I could not believe it. And, hey, you can say what you want, and I could care less if an NBA insider comes out and say, Lopez got tired of moving it back and forth. He found that out by somebody, either he himself or somebody he knows has been listening to Kale's Corner, and they told him, man, this girl going off about your your hair.
Yeah.
And why
yeah.
don't you just wear a hairband? You know?
Hairband.
Why
I'll
don't
cut
you
that
just...
mess off.
Well, cut it off. Cut it. Oh, God. You know, I ain't really ready for the refugee look. So if he... Yeah, and his brother got that refugee look. I ain't really cool with that one. But I'm cool with the hairband. You can wear the hairband, you know, tied up, bruh, you know. Yeah, freshen that thing up like that. But I could not believe it. I was like, wow, Tree said this.
Yeah.
Tree said, hey, man, wear a hairband.
We had a better
man.
Game.
Yeah.
I said, if he tie his hair up or do something where though he don't have to bother with it, like it is, because when you run it, I'm a girl. So when I used to have my hair out like that before I dreaded my hair,
I'm a girl.
Right.
Go ahead.
I have to make
go
a
video
on this show sometimes because, you know, I'm a dude sometimes. So, but I'm really a girl, you know, and I have hair, a lot of it, and when I run, it gets in my, the natural thing is to do is to move it, no matter what you're doing. You could be cooking, you could be in the middle of doing anything, but the natural thing to do is to move it out of your face. And every time I have to do that, it's a distraction to the point where I'm saying to myself, I need to wear another hairstyle, because it just ain't working for me. And so that's when the dreads came along, and I said, thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'm a bald-headed man, so I have no idea, you know, of the hair situation. When I was in the military, I tried to grow my hair. Everybody was wearing the Gumby, you know, I'm telling my age here.
I was about to say, I know
come up. Yeah, the high top fades and all that. Girl, I grow my hair over 3 inches. I have a headache. Every time I walk around, I got a headache. So, you know.
Yes.
And my man, hey, look. And Debo had the stupid kid play jump. You know what I mean? When we was little boys. And that
right.
baby used to come around with that joint, and I used to be trying to grow my hair out. But, man, my scalp would be hurting so bad, I cut that stuff down in a heartbeat. I go to Ernie's back in the day and tell
right.
him, man, give me a little boy, though, man. Just give me a little boy. I can't deal
I
with that,
like...
that hot top. Man, for real.
Aww.
But back to the point, that is a good, every now and then you get, you say what?
That headband was a blessing.
Right. That headband was a blessing. And every now and then you get something that shows you that what you're doing is the right thing. So, Trees, I thank you because through Lopez's actions, we are shown that Kale's Corner is the right thing. We know for sure that this here is what we need to be doing. You feel me?
Right.
So we thank you for that, Lopez. I thank you for I'm putting it on just because, man, just, you know, hey, it was good to see you play the game as good as you did. It was one of the times I looked at it and I watched the game and was like, oh, man, okay, this is why we got him. Okay, I remember now. Yeah, Lopez is good at that. He does this good. He does that good. With your hair out and flopping, man, it just looked like you don't know what you're doing out there. It looked like
you look
lost.
Crazy. Yeah, you look crazy.
Yeah, so, hey, thank you. We're going to take another quick one. 563-999-3782. Don't forget, guys, we're going to go into this trivia for these tickets for opening day with the Nationals. 563-999-3872.
There I go. Bring some water, get gasoline candles, get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum bump. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp.
Here I go.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Now, this is the contest for Less is More event. This is the contest for Less is More event. Former NBA player and executive and Washington, D.C. native Elgin Baylor passed. We all know that. To celebrate his life in sports, on the court and off the court, we're going to hold this a promotion. Okay? All right. It's a two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
What was Elgin Baylor's NBA point per game, and what years and team was Baylor an NBA executive for? So the first, what was his points per game? And the second, what team was he an NBA executive for? So you can send your answer in to Kale's Corner on Blog Talk, or you can go to my Facebook page. That's Ukale McLean, E-U-K-A-L McLean, M-C, capital C, L-A-I-N, or you can go to Miss Treese. Facebook page. Go ahead. What's your Facebook page, Tree?
Katresa Gray, K-A-T-R-E-S-A. Last name is Gray, G-R-A-Y.
And you give those. You can submit your answers to there, and we'll be sure to get them. And once a weekend before the actual season kickoff, we'll actually give those tickets out, get those tickets to the winners. Again, the question is, what were Elgin Baylor's points per game, And what team was he an NBA executive for? What were his points per game? And who was the team that he was an NBA executive for? Again, this is Gail's Corner's tribute to Mr. Elgin Baylor. So you guys think that over and get back to us as soon as you can with your answer on what was his points per game and what team was he an NBA executive for. All right.
When you guys look me up, it's going to be a big picture of me and all of my 49ers stuff. So just look for 49ers.
Okay.
He'll have all his Washington football stuff on. So I just had to let you guys know that I had all of my San Francisco 49ers gear.
Mm. Monkey see, monkey do. That's what's up. See, we compete in everything, even damn Facebook profiles.
Yeah.
We go down to the wire with it. Yeah, talk about.
Okay.
But I want to talk about this LeBron injury now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I was watching Undisputed, you know, they all LeBron and Cowboys all the time, really. I mean, it's sitting
right
there. I don't know how these dudes still have a show where all they talk about are their teams. I mean, quick sidebar, even today I turned it on to see what they'd be talking about, and instead of talking about the teams who are moving and doing something in free agency, they talked about how Skip felt about Dallas not moving or making any moves in free agency. And I'm like, for real? What is that? We've gone to that now?
Right.
Now you're going to talk about what the team not doing? That's going to be your show? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. To say it or not, Undisputed has slowly turned into my most disliked show, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, but they were talking about LeBron James and his injury, and they were saying the young man, I forget his name, who was actually diving for the ball, the young man who was diving for the ball, they were saying it was only the second quarter, and for him to be putting that much into it, you know, it was wrong, and he shouldn't have been, you know, playing that hard, they say. And I'm just listening to this, and I'm like, really? That's where y'all going to attack this young man to say that he's wrong for going hard after a loose ball, when we as fans, one of our most major complaints is the fact that the athletes aren't giving enough, that the athletes aren't going hard enough. So, you know, I don't know. I just look at this like when the love for a player is so potent, so strong,
yes,
that you allow it to take your love for the game, that you allow it to take another player committing an actual act on the court, act that we all want to see. Lou, you ain't with me now. Lou, I'm pretty sure, being a Nets fan, you're happy when you see your player go on the floor for a ball. And we don't care what time this goes on. We just want to see it done. There's no such to me, there's no such thing as he's playing too hard too early. Where does that come in at?
Oh, right. No, you know what? That's too weird.
Yeah, you know, he playing too hard too early, and he hurt
too hard
LeBron.
Too early. That's just doing for me.
You know, that's what I said when I said it really turned me off, you know, to hear Shannon Sharp say this. My whole image of Shannon Sharp is really starting to turn, because I respected him as a player when he was with the Broncos and he moved on to the Ravens. I really, really respected him as a player. But now it's like all of this LeBron James love, it's sickening, dude. It's sickening, dude. And to the point where now you're going to say another player was wrong for actually committing a basketball movement, a basketball act, okay? I don't know how many times we've seen players go to the floor for a basketball. And for you to say that this player was wrong for committing his act, for doing his job, I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. And that injury, let's be clear, that can happen to anybody, anytime, anywhere out there on that NBA court. And I'm going to say, guess what? When players wore high top shoes, that injury was less. We didn't see as much ankle rolling and all of that going on.
But that's what I said.
When players, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But that's what I was talking about the tennis shoes. I kept saying, well, they got on tennis shoes, like some of them wear. Running somewhere or doing something like that. And I'm like, why y'all got on? I can see your whole ankle out. Low-cut shoes. I was taught that you had to have on some three-quarters or some high-top tennis shoes. They coming out there with some regular shoes on, look like to me.
Yeah,
and I as well. And I'm like, you know, you can sit there and say all you want about the player. I want all my players hustling for the ball. Mm-hmm. I want all my players going to the floor, getting that ball where the opportunity arises. I want them doing everything that they can do to gain possession. I want them doing it all. So I don't have any problem with, you know, and even Michael Jordan was a player that I loved, I worshiped, I wanted to be Mike. I told you about my hair deficiency. So when Mike came with the ball, oh, game on! I loved it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just I didn't. No one told me that once you cut it, it's not going to grow back. But, no one told me, Lou. No one told me. Hold on. Let's bring my man Marcus in. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, Marcus. Take your phone off mute, Marcus.
Marcus.
Yeah. Take your phone off mute, Marcus.
My bad.
Hey, what's
happening? I'm in the car, man.
Oh, I know that feeling.
It's just the word today.
We man. All good. We all good, man. We sitting here talking about I was watching Undisputed today, and they were discussing the LeBron James injury, and Shannon Sharpe just like did everything he could to make it as if the young man was wrong, the player was wrong for diving after the ball, like he was going too hard, too early. It was only the second quarter, and you know he should have held himself, held his composure instead of diving at after the ball.
Oh,
and I think that's crazy.
Man, look.
You know.
Man, LeBron. I'm not a LeBron James fan. Just first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? I like what he's done, you know, and you know, he got good credibility and whatnot, but I don't feel like somebody like LeBron James could have survived in the league, you know, 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I just don't. You know, I think that everything has kinda got solved when it comes to basketball. And like you said, man, you gotta do diving for the ball, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. It's a live ball. Why wouldn't you do that? You know? And at the end of the day, you know, to me, a man that big, that physical, man, he do more crying than anybody ever see, man. Always crying, flopping his jump, man. You know, so I just, man, you know.
Marcus, be careful. Because I'm called all type of haters when I say that about LeBron.
He's about to be one.
But look, I swear. I give people credit when credit's due. You know what I'm saying? And because of all he's doing is milking a sport that allows it to do that right now. Because that's what it is. You know, the different sports are aimed at protecting the players. You know what I'm saying? But they also aimed at protecting the player's feelings, too. You can't even taunt them after you score. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't even talk shit after you score. Like, what?
Yeah, that's what I hate.
Yeah, like, you can't. So you protecting their emotional feelings, too? Like, is that what we're doing? Like,
I think so, Marcus.
Like, I don't understand, man. I don't understand.
Hey, I don't have
much to say about that guy. You call me a hater. I mean,
you know what it is, Marcus. We grew up in an era where basketball was different. And I'm even going to say this. I'm going to step out there and say this. I remember on Saturday mornings, we out shooting hoops. And then we go home in the afternoon. Why? Because it's almost game time. Games are about to come on. And we watch what they're doing. And then Sunday morning, we right back out there shooting hoops again. Sunday afternoon, we're back in the house because the games are getting ready to come on. I don't see that from the kids these days. I actually drive past basketball courts, and they're empty.
Yeah.
There's no kids out there playing. And I remember a time you had, man, we used to put milk crates up. We used to put bike tire rims up to make a basketball hoop where there was no court. And now I'm seeing courts empty. Now I'm seeing courts with no one on it. That's crazy to me. But, you know.
I mean, they took recess out of the schools, man. They took everything active. They taking all types of physical activity out of the schools. That's what it seems, unless it's called gym. And
right.
Gym be all, it ain't like gym like when we was in school. It's completely different. You know what I mean? And then kids have more options, you know. when they got the phones and they got the internet and they got the games, the parents are not forcing the kids to go outside and play. We had to be creative when we was young. You know what I'm saying? We had to make games, do all that kind of stuff. Now it's not like that no more. So that's why you see the courts empty. The kids, and I'm not saying now if they was in the house doing more intelligent things, I'm with that. They in the house, man, you know, being scholars, I'm with that too. But man, they ain't doing that. They ain't just playing games, bro, wasting time.
Wow, not to cut you off, Marcus. Developing story: the 16th civil lawsuit has been filed versus Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Wow. We're going to discuss that. But we got a dispute with something you said, Marcus. He said he's been in the league for 18 years. How he can't make it? How he can't make it 15 years ago, and he said, I'm not a hater, but Debo. I don't like him. You know, it ain't nobody but Debo. He's saying that you're talking about LeBron, but LeBron has been in the years in the league 18 years. How can he not make it 15 years ago?
Yeah, he's correct. I said the years.
I was gonna say that too.
Because a lot of times I feel younger than what I really am sometimes.
Go ahead, Marcus, talk that talk.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it was. That's an honest mistake. My bad. You corrected me. I should say 25 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I should say when I was a kid. You know. Sometimes I feel like I'm about to turn 40.
No, I think LeBron can play in any era, I think.
Think what?
He could have played in any,
you think LeBron,
any era.
Yeah. But guess what? In any other era, he'd have just been a player. I'm keeping it real. In any other era, he would have just been a player. We've seen LeBron before. Grandmama, Larry Johnson, we've seen LeBron before. And because real basketball was being played, those guys were just ordinary. It took Grandmama putting on a dress and a wig before he stood out. And the same attributes that LeBron brings to the table, so did Grandmama. But we had more real ball players.
LeBron James balances his chakras before he gets on the court. That's the type of man. My man meditates before he gets on the court.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what he does. You know, this is his emotion. He's a different type of emotional man. You know, you touch LeBron James, you touch him a little bit. He done fell over on the ground, making all these faces. I'm just saying, you call me a hater, man. I don't know, man. I just think he's soft. You know?
Yeah.
I just think he's soft, man.
Well, I disagree.
We all entitled to our opinions. Opinions are like, you know what? We all have one.
You know?
And I don't think that man is soft. He may be a little. He may be a little fluffy. But he ain't.
Oh. So it's okay to be fluffy?
You want to fluff up to him like a little teddy bear, but he ain't so.
Hold on. Time out, y'all. Fluffy is soft, man.
He not soft.
Yeah,
now.
Man. You. Fluffy is soft. There's no way you can be fluffy and not soft.
Well,
no
I'm
way.
Saying fluffy being off the court, so fluffy. He's on the court, he's hard, sir.
Huh?
You allowed me to. So y'all not fluffy ever? Y'all not ever, y'all always hard.
You entitled to your time to be soft. He not hard on the court. That's the point. That's what I'm saying. He's soft.
Okay.
He's soft.
Well, we all got opinions.
Now, he does. He plays hard. Don't get me wrong. He plays hard. But as far
he plays hard, he puts it
all on the court. But he be doing such a shit on the court too. He's my friend. You know, he be doing soft stuff on the court. You know?
Okay. I can go with that.
So,
yeah, nah, I ain't never been fluffy. 5-6-3-9-9-9-3-7-8-2 to do my thing, and I never feel soft or fluffy or any of that. You know what? Nah, we don't feel that. Right at that moment, he don't feel it.
That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, what's happening, Kirby? Come on here, Kirby. Tree tried to convince me that. It's okay for a man to be fluffy.
It is.
Come on,
Kirby. Well, this ain't Kirby. This is Fluffy Lavender Larry, and at church last Sunday, the pastor said, "Whoever answers this question right gets to pick the next three songs, you know, the next three hymns." So he said the question is, how many stones was in Aaron's breastplate? And I said, 9. He said, you're right. You get to pick the next three hymns. And I said, I pick him and him and him. How y'all doing? The joke on Gail's part was provided.
Anchored and birthed through no other than Lenny Kirby. Leonard Kirby. You know what I mean? Get at him.
Watch the Ranch, his story. I'm like you. I believe in Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. That's a bunch of
Okay.
Hail to the Redskins. I mean, to watch the football
Hail
team.
Hail to the Redskins. Man, yeah. The Redskins. Like I said, Kirby, we going to keep calling them Redskins until they get a new name.
My grandbaby's asleep, so I can't do the wolf call today.
Thanks, grandbaby.
Hail to the 49ers. The health is 49. Yeah,
there you go, Kirby.
No, not in this house.
I'm excited about our free agency activity and getting ready for the draft. You got 7 Alabama players that probably go in the first round, or at least the second round. You know, got some good ones. I like that wide receiver from Florida, Tony or something like that. Tony.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and that offensive lineman, that Slater, I mean, he's got some footwork. I mean, he's got beautiful feet, you know. They call him Sweet Feet, you know.
Hey, and you know what, Kirby, real quick, I hate to interrupt you, but this is something that has been on my mind. The Cowboys have picked up Ty and Checky, you know, the ex-Washington offensive lineman. And Skip Bayless has done everything in his power not to acknowledge the fact that Ty Secchi came from Washington, that he played with Washington. And
But it's a fact. Exactly. I don't know why he's doing all that. It's a fact. It's in black and white.
This is what I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, I'm about to be one of the take them off the air, man. Seriously. If all they talk about, you know what I mean? You can't acknowledge the fact that the man played for our team.
Yeah, right. For a long time, too. I mean, you know, in fact, Trent Williams missed the game against Dallas, and Dallas had a deal for this pass rusher that he would get $500,000 if he got 3 sacks on Cousins, get $500,000 bonus. And Ty Secchi kept him from getting any sacks.
Exactly.
At left tackle. Yeah. So.
Exactly.
In fact, I was pissed off like a three of them. You know, I was mad at times that they traded him to Buffalo.
I thought Tyrod Secchi would be a guy that would stay on as well, but I mean, sometimes when you get better by the process of elimination.
He didn't want to go.
Yeah. He almost cried, real tears.
Right, alligator tears.
Yeah. That man was crying.
Heartbroken.
I'm going to ask one question. Has this Washington offensive line, have they shown improvement since he's been gone?
Yes.
And I'm going to say yes. So you can cry all you want to.
He was doing his job. He did his job. But it was like,
actually, and I can't take that away from him.
Yeah, everybody
actually,
else at the time wasn't doing their job. So,
actually,
you know, they let
actually
him go.
The answer is no. Because after he left, the offensive line gave up more sacks and all that under Jay Gruden.
That's not fair.
They had a lot of injuries. I know they had a lot of injuries and all that.
Yes, they did.
And we have to take that into consideration. They had more injuries, and you're talking about a greater scope of time.
But
so,
if y'all would have kept him, y'all would have been even better.
He did his job. He protected the quarterback.
Shecky as well, guys. I was cool with Tyron Shecky as well, but with his play, he did leave room for improvement. I mean, let's keep it real. He did leave room for improvement.
Don't care. Every player do that, leave room for improvement. Everybody do that. Now, that's the MVP winner. Everybody do that.
Everybody
need to show some room for improvement.
Morgan Moses got room for improvement.
Now see, Kirby, you ain't Kirby.
I didn't say it. Your fellow Washingtonian said that. Okay. Just making sure you know.
Kirby,
I didn't say
shooting.
That.
Kirby shooting live rounds, man. Shooting live rounds right now because you know how I feel about Morgan Moses, man. You know, this guy. Now, I would have loved if we'd have kept Inseki and cut Moses. I love that. I go for that every day. And, you know, it kills me every time I see Moses stand up in front of a microphone trying to speak on behalf of the team. Man, sit your ass down, you damn bum. Yeah. And that's exactly what I'm saying when I'm looking at the TV.
Tell us how you really feel.
I see him. That's how it is. You on the corner. You ain't going to get nothing but how I really feel. Seriously.
I know.
You ain't going to get nothing but how I really feel on this corner.
I know that. This is the reason that I like to call in your and Catrice's show, because you keep it real and you know your football. You know,
and your callers know
football.
And you like starting stuff, Kirby. We was having a nice, PG-rated show, and here comes Kirby throwing his jabs and haymakers, throwing his haymakers at us, and look where we are at. Fooling with Kirby.
Okay.
My man. But, it made me feel some type of way that Skip Bayless wasn't willing to acknowledge the fact that Tyron Shecky came from D.C., that he played with the Washington
Skip
football
Bayless.
Team.
I jump up a cow's butt. I mean, he's just a little smart-ass, punk-ass, and he's so biased, he loves his Cowboys. You know, and he never gives Washington any credit whatsoever. You know, just it just thrilled my soul. I was thinking after we beat the Cowboys the second time this past season by double digits, I was thinking of Skip Bayless. I bet his jaws are tight.
Hey, and you know what? Skip Bayless, this is for Skip Bayless and every other Washington hater out there.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. It ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yeah.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Yeah.
Well, dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Man, Kirby, hey, listen. I don't know if I had more fun with anybody other than I had with Kirby with that dilly dilly. I mean, me and Kirby, we get on the phone and hang up the phone with a dilly dilly. That was awesome. But seriously though, I look at the move that this Washington team has made, and I'm more and more impressed. First, the Fitzpatrick signing that floored me. That floored me because
like
that came from nowhere. I didn't expect that at all.
I called that 2 weeks.
You called that?
Two weeks. I called it. I so did. Oh, my shit.
Washington finally has a quarterback who can throw the ball, who will throw the ball more than 30 yards downfield. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And with the, I mean, everybody is saying, yeah, Fitzpatrick, blah, 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 blah. He hasn't played in the playoffs. He's been moved around to 9 different teams. When has Fitzpatrick ever had a defense like this Washington defense to play with?
I don't think he's ever had. Well, look at the Dolphins, you know.
I'm thinking.
You know, the Dolphins sucked terrible till they got all them draft picks, you know.
But I'm saying Fitzpatrick was the sleeper pick to me. He was a sleeper pick because a lot of people looked at it like, you know, they didn't even have him on their radar. They thought that Washington was good with what they had and they were going to go into this 21 season as is. But the Washington, draft a quarterback. And you know what? I still think they're going to draft a quarterback. Yeah, exactly. Because
if Mac Jones is there from Alabama at pick 19, they just might snatch him up. I don't know.
I saw his pro day today. Mac Jones, I watched his pro day. That young man is something special. That young man has something special going on with him. So if he does fall to Washington, great. If not, I want us to go after linemen, offensive linemen. We need that. We need him.
Or tight end. If Pitts is there, snatch him up.
Yeah. Well, if Pitts is there, you have no choice. You have no choice because he would definitely be the best player on the board at 19.
I'll even go this. If Pitts is there after the first 10 picks and whoever's picking 11 is willing to drop down and take our 19th pick plus a third-round draft pick because we got 2 third-rounders. So we give them our first-round 19th pick and a third-round pick and move up and snatch Pitts. That's the only way that I'm willing to move up.
I don't see him last until 10.
Four or five of them will be quarterbacks. Half the first 10 will be quarterbacks. More than likely, at least 4 of the first 10 will be quarterbacks, which just leaves 6. You know, and there's a lot of teams looking at that need linebackers, they need corners, they need safeties, they need defensive ends and tackles, you know, and they need wide receivers, they need so it's possible, but
anything's possible.
Riverboat Ron is not the type to spend a whole bunch of money because he knows that he wants to keep his front four. His front seven, if possible, which is going to cost some money. So he's being thrifty. There's no way he was going to sign Watson or any of these other expensive free agent quarterbacks. So right. I was looking at a game manager, and when Fitzpatrick is a perfect fit for us because you want me to start, fine. I'll be happy to start. You want me to back up? I'll back up.
That's why I was saying Alex Smith. A lot of people were like, Washington was crazy for letting Alex Smith go. Nah, Washington was smart for letting Alex Smith go because you were going to have that type of controversy with Alex Smith. He
right.
wanted to
yeah.
stop.
Well, he did.
And that's understandable. No one is knocking him for that. No one is saying, he's wrong.
That was his motivation that got him through those 17 or 19 surgeries, whatever it was, and all the pain
right.
and suffering that he went through. That was on his mind. He focused on that. That was his eye on his prize. I mean, that was it, just to be able to be a starter again in the NFL.
Right, right. All right, hold on for a second, Kurt. Let me take this call.
What's the demand?
703-357, it's on you.
Thank you.
Oh, man, what's on me, baby? Well, my bad, I didn't even know my mic was on. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you loud,
Well, let me say one thing, man. I'm all on board of Mac Jones sitting there at 19. If we got trade up to get Kyle Pitts, I'll take that because he's the best-looking tight end I've seen since Vernon Davis. But if we can get that Michael Parsons kid from Penn State, I'd take that too. And we got a couple corners in this draft that look good too. So I just feel like it's going to be a good draft this year for us. And I hope we get that kid from Virginia Tech, that tackle from Virginia Tech. I really like him. So, I think we can't go wrong with this draft. I got faith in the guys. They do a good job drafting.
Can I ask who you are with all this good advice, man?
Yeah. What's your name?
I'm a Redskin fanatic. My name is Lorenzo Jackson.
Hey, Lorenzo.
What's
how are you? Good, Miss T.
I'm good.
And that's DMD Kale.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, you're a tongue tried by me, man, because, I have never agreed with everything that someone said when it comes to this Washington football team, but I agree with everything you said, every single word you said. I'm with all that. I'm going to have to screenshot that and send that to Dan Snyder and the boys, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're gonna have to bring the Redskin historian back. And Kirby, how do you feel about what Lorenzo just said?
Right, he nailed it. He nailed it. He not only nailed it, he put a screwdriver on top of the nail and pounded it in deeper.
Oh man. Marcus, what do you say, Marcus? How do you like the moves?
Man, you already know. I love it, bro. 100%.
Listen to Marcus.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah,
already know it. I've been on it like exactly like Kirby was talking about. I was talking about that 3 weeks ago. I was talking about that 3 weeks ago when we had our call about 50. That was one of the better moves. I was so happy that they did it. You remember I called you ecstatic about it.
No doubt.
With all the people, all the people hating, and they gonna say all this stuff, But my man just said everything that he mentioned is completely accurate. You can't really go wrong in the draft, Now we have gone wrong before. Let me just clarify. Now we got a grown up in the house. We got a grown man.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. The children are no longer running the organization.
Exactly.
Oh.
Guys who are trying to make a fantasy football team aren't running the organization anymore.
I think the children are smarter than some of our past leaders there in the main office, you know. We have a damn good what's that word? Culture. We have a damn good culture here.
I remember that was the word. We heard that word. I don't know how many times. Culture. And now we actually have a culture. We actually have someone here putting in to this team on the mental as well as the physical as well as the football player status. And you guys know, I hate to call out names, but I think of Clinton Portis. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When in the beginning of Clinton's contract, first of all, I have to say this for the record: to trade Sean Spring for Clinton Portis was one of the most asinine moves ever. You're going to trade a Pro Bowl corner for a running back, really?
Right.
But Even beyond that, Clinton Portis and everybody got all caught up in his little dress-ups and his little, you know, schemes. And I was the only one that was saying, yeah, he wore a dress this week to practice. But this Bama laid down when he had the opportunity to score a touchdown. Or I can see that this Bama didn't fully block for the quarterback like we needed him to. So don't get caught up and sure, go get him and I'm going to catch him and whatever the hell else he had came up with as a nickname. I look at Clinton Portis and I remember that last game that he played for Washington at home. I think we were playing the Chicago Bears. And Clinton Portis broke out and had a run to the end zone. The defender ran him down. Clinton Portis laid down, quit, gave up. And that play will be the play that will always stick out in my mind when it comes to Clinton Portis. Well, we don't have to worry anymore about anyone in the front office making that type of move. We don't have to worry anymore. Now, there still may be players that come along that will say, I don't want to play for Washington. I just don't want to play here. That's a matter of choice. That's a matter of choice. But we can say our culture and what is going on will not be the cause of anyone wanting to leave this Washington football team. And that, my friends, is exactly what we were striving for.
Mm-hmm. Can I mention something?
To be
something?
A real thing.
Absolutely.
Can I mention something there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Last Friday on my show, I've had Lake Lewis on there, you know, the Redskin insider and writes all the articles and stuff or Sports Journey, all this stuff. Most skin fans know who Lake Lewis is. And he was saying that, in his opinion, he thinks the odd man out as far as the quarterbacks will be Kyle Allen.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah. So
I can see that. I mean, with his opportunity last year, he got injured, no fault of his own, but it just he's not going to have enough film, enough snaps on film that will make a difference for him.
Yeah. Well, he's not as accurate as Heineke or Fitzpatrick too. You know, and then the scrambler that this Montez that we got from the University of Colorado, right up here in Boulder, you know. My son went to college there. But,
Speaking of, sorry, Kirby, I hate to cut you off, but speaking of Boulder, man, a word of prayer out there, man, to those 10 people.
Yeah.
You know, that was disheartening, man. That was just disheartening. Yeah. And, you know, Kale's Corner, we dedicated a portion of this show to my uncle that I lost, and we dedicated a portion Elton Baylor. And we want to dedicate a portion to those 10 individuals who were just grocery shopping, man, who were just
grocery shopping and
their last day on earth.
I don't leave my house without my 357.
Wait a minute. Yes.
I'm an old veteran. You know, I served 66 to 70. I know how to pull a trigger.
Yeah. Curry ain't playing with him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's
and it's a shame. It's a shame that it has come to that. It's a shame that it has come to that, but it has. So, hey, you guys get registered and get yourself together. Go through the necessary process and get yourself armed. I like Kirby.
Yeah, practice.
Just go to Walmart and get you a shotgun. They legal anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to hide a shotgun, you know.
You ain't gotta hide it. I bought it from Walmart. You ain't gotta hide it.
You ain't gotta hide it.
Not indeed. Yeah, I better learn how to get them around.
But back on football, it's just I think Nate Allen will be the one to go, and we'll keep that Montez because he's a scrambler. He got an arm too.
What y'all gonna do about y'all kicker?
We
gonna kick the kicker.
Y'all did.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, we're stuck with it.
I'm not happy about that at all.
No, he ain't no golden toe. That's for sure. But you know, how do you miss an extra point? that's your only job, man. Damn, you got one job to do. You don't have to block nobody. You don't have to hit nobody. You don't have to tackle nobody. You know, you can keep your hair looking pretty and all that stuff. Just kick the damn ball, you know, straight.
That's
I
don't know. They want to get all fancy like a golfer, have a hook shot and a slice and all that kind of soccer style stuff. Just line up straight and kick it like Mark Mosley used to kick it. You know what I mean?
Hi, man. Marcus, before you get off, you got anything else you want to add to the conversation?
He might have muted himself.
Yeah, he muted himself. Okay. I'm with you, Kirby.
Didn't he, Cam?
He came in swinging.
He came in and he didn't knock on the door. He kicked the door in.
Okay.
Oh, man. Just like, but you know what? That's what we love. That's what we love on KO's Corner, man. Don't come in here acting like you shy. We all men. Express yourself. Say what it is that you want to say. You know, Lorenzo, I love that call. I absolutely love this call. He didn't even forget his name. He just jumped into it. Yeah,
right.
Let him know. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Hey, listen. How that thing go? You only get one shot. You know what I'm saying? Make it count.
Make it all the way count.
And I appreciate you guys making it count. This kicker, it's like you can see the confidence and the heightness and the togetherness just leave the team with every kick that he missed, with every opportunity that he's given that he fails. You can almost see the sideline, the guys on the field. You can almost see them like, oh, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing, I mean absolutely nothing, Therese, pisses me off more. Nothing pisses me off more because, like Kirby just said, all you're doing is kicking. You're doing is kicking. You don't have to fight with nobody. You don't have to bring nothing to the table. All you're doing is kicking, man.
That's it.
Why is it that you can't do that? Why is it that you can't do that? Why is that such a problem? It is what it is, man. You know, maybe he going to have everything together, you know, this. I don't know. But, yeah, I just, 563.
It can only get better. It can only get better.
563-999-3782. Like Tree say, it can only get better. Y'all, just hold on with me, y'all. Hold on. We got to ride. But I feel like we stuck up to love.
So many questions. When this began, we was the perfect match. Perhaps we had some problems, but we working at it. And now the arguments are getting loud. I wanna stay, but I can't help from walking out. Let's throw it away. Just take my hand and understand. If you could see, I never planned to be a man. It just wasn't me. But now I'm searching for commitment and other arms. I wanna shelter you from harm. Don't be alarmed. Your attitude was the cause. You got me stressing. Soon as I open up the door with your jealous questions. Like, where can I be? You're killing me with your jealousy. Now my ambitions to be free, I can't breathe. Cause soon as I leave, it's like a trap. I hear you calling me to come back.
What
I'm a sucker for love.
That was about to go.
Yeah, I feel you, you know. But, hey, we good. We ain't suckers for love, you know. We just believe in giving them a chance. So we don't have no choice. You know, some players we just got to ride with. So we just going to ride with this guy, and hopefully he gets us to the point where we want to be or doesn't cost us, you know, because that kicker can cost you, man. You know, we've all seen the game coach get down to the wire and the kicker comes in and you're like, oh, my goodness. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
what
you want to jump through, man. But, you know, that's football. You know, it's a sport we love, and nothing's going to change that. Nothing's going to change that as far as I'm concerned. You know, I'm going to love my game until the end. You know, I'm going to love my team until the end. I just, you know, And let me say this. It is funny to me how now teams are wanting moves in free agency. When my Washington team was jumping into free agency, everybody laughed at us. Everybody scoffed at us. Everybody said that we didn't know what we were doing, and that was the wrong move, you know, for us to make. And everybody just had something negative to say about Washington when we were going into the free agency pool. But now I'm listening to Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp, ESPN, NFL Live, and these guys are clamoring for teams to go into free agency and try and build their team through free agency. And I'm like, you're the same people that were saying no, no, no when Washington was doing this. You're the same people that were saying, you know, you can't build a winner this way. So why now all of a sudden, like, you got teams, New England, for instance, who have jumped into this free agency period, I mean hard. They ain't playing, New England ain't playing no games with no one. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
They really going after everybody, mm-hmm. you know. Belichick feels that Cam Newton will be able to give him what he needs. Cam Newton didn't have enough. So he's going hard in this free agency period. And I can't fault him. I can't blame him. I can't even be mad at him about it. This is the way he's decided to go. But it's just funny to me how now he's decided to go that way. All of a sudden, everybody is cool with that. You know, when it was Washington, it was, and I understand Washington didn't really have a winning record doing this. I can get with that, you know. But New England didn't have a winning record last year either.
Right.
And a lot of people still like following New England or going with New England or saying it's okay. I'm only saying if it wasn't good when Washington did it, then let it not be good when New England is doing it.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying, Trees?
Absolutely.
You know, come up with your same ways New England can lose like you did with Washington could lose. You
yeah.
know,
it's the same
would
energy.
Lose. Yeah, use that same energy, man. Use that same damn energy that you had
mm-hmm.
against Washington, you know, mm-hmm. and you know, you're going to hear me complain and be upset, you know, when it comes down to it, because I just don't feel that Washington gets a fair shake from the officials, from the media, from SportsCenter, from NFL Live, and it's like, for example, now that we have Fitzpatrick, they choose not to say anything. Or if they do say something, it's going to be so little or so minute
mm-hmm.
that you'll miss it. You'll miss it. But
mm-hmm.
any other team, you get damn near a whole show. You get damn near a whole show on the moves that they make. But you know what? I appreciate it because you know why? it makes DMV Kale a better sports anchor because I got to do research. I have to look it up. I have to form my own opinion. I'm not here saying what other people are saying. No, I can't afford to do that. Why? Because other people are saying nothing. Right. Other people are making it. They're not putting out Washington. How will they win the NFC East? You know, you don't hear that. You don't see that. So I'm here to tell you, yes, Washington will win the NFC East because I feel with the defense that we have and the two capable quarterbacks that we have, along with the offensive weapons that we've picked up, I think we're going to be too much for other teams to handle. I really do. I really do. And I like to move the way that Ron Rivera and his staff are moving. I like the way they're not rushing two guys, but allowing the process of building a team to really take form. You know, years passed, and maybe this is why everybody clowned us when they came to our free agency move. But in years past, this Washington team, all you had to be was a warm body. All you had to be was a warm body. We picked up Deion Sanders, hurt,
mm-hmm.
and towards the end of his career, we picked up what's his name?
McNabb,
hurt. Bruce, what's his name? Play for New York.
I'm trying to.
I almost said Bruce Willis, but he was a defensive lineman, and we picked him up from New York, and he played okay. Maybe 2 years here for us. Albert mm-hmm. Hainsworth.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Mr. Do the Worm on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
oh,
the list goes on, huh?
I said, oh, my gracious.
Yeah, you remember him doing the worm?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
But, yeah, so, you know, for where this Washington team has come from, I think it should be notarized where they are. And it should be talked about. It should be noticed. You know what I mean? But, hey.
Mm-hmm.
These anchors are going to do what they do, and everybody's goal is to match or stay with what everybody else is saying, you know, no matter
right.
how stupid or ignorant it sounds, is their goal is to stay with other people.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, hail to my Washington football team. And we drawing to the end here, guys. I like to say thank you to everyone that paid attention and stayed on with us. I like to say, hey, you know, that was then, this is now. That's what I'm gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right,
no,
Chief? Can
right.
I say that?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was great, actually.
You know, this is now. This is now. Hey, listen, you guys, don't forget the trivia question. We need to know the points per game with Elgin Baylor, and we also need to know what team he was an executive for in the NBA.
Yeah.
Debo, shut up. He's talking about something I thought we wasn't saying his name anymore.
Uh-uh.
Ainsworth.
Oh Lord!
I can say it when I'm making a point.
Right.
Ms. Trees, go ahead, baby.
Oh well, you know my saying, you guys. We love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. don't forget the trivia, you guys. Somebody is going to win some tickets and be up in the place, honey, up in there. So get y'all answers in. Get your answers in. And we're going to see y'all on Thursday. Y'all know what time it is. It's going to be Thursday, 5 o'clock sharp. We're going to be here on Kale's Corner, you guys. Right here on Kale's Corner. Tell a friend. We love you. Kale?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, and I want to thank Kenny with Lessons More. Come line with us, baby. Come line with us. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Kenny and I'm doing some things behind the scenes that's really making it mean. Yeah, I talk about, you know what I'm talking about. So, y'all, no, hey, listen. Stay healthy. Love somebody like Tree say. And we'll check y'all on Thursday. Let me let Cool in the Gang take us out.
Yeah.